This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A health official in eastern Libya says the flood death toll in the hard-hit city of Derna has risen above 5,100. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Officials say the number of deaths in Derna is likely to increase as rescuers are still collecting bodies from the streets, buildings, and the sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
With a deadline less than 24 hours away, United Auto Workers are set to strike General Motors, Stellantis, and Ford. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike. It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. The union is threatening to strike if an agreement has not been reached by 11:59 p.m. Thursday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. has concerns about any kind of potential defense cooperation between Russia and North Korea. Russia's president and North Korea's leader met on Wednesday in Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy appears to have won over even the most reluctant Republicans and has moved to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
McCarthy says there are so many questions about Biden family business dealings, and lawmakers must be able to get answers.
All that impeachment inquiry does is provide Congress the opportunity.
After a closed-door meeting with McCarthy, several Republicans said there is compelling evidence. Some say the sooner they can go after the president, the better, though some urge that the House vote to move ahead and legitimize the process. At the White House, President Biden ignored questions about the probe minutes earlier.
There is no evidence. The evidence does not exist, and this is a political stunt.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the allegations are baseless, and the president has done nothing wrong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tech industry leaders endorse regulating artificial intelligence at a rare summit here in Washington. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a closed-door Senate forum, technology industry leaders loosely endorsed the idea of regulating artificial intelligence. Executives attending included Tesla's Elon Musk, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, former Microsoft CEO Bill Gates, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Musk spoke to reporters after leaving the meeting.
The consequences of AI going wrong are severe. So we have to be proactive rather than reactive.
Among the ideas discussed was whether there should be an independent agency to oversee certain aspects of the rapidly developing technology.
I think the probability of there being some sort of AI regulatory agency that stands on its own, similar to the FAA or FCC, is likely at some point.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there was some consensus in building a foundation for bipartisan policy. Pichai says he thinks it's important that government plays a role, both on the innovation side and building the right safeguards. Jennifer King, Washington.
A fire at a nine-story apartment building in Vietnam's capital killed at least 56 people, including 10 children, and injured at least 37. The cause of the blaze is still being investigated. Bermuda prepared Thursday for rain from the outer bands of Hurricane Lee as the storm passes to the west of the island. Authorities closed schools and suspended ferry service while issuing high surf warnings. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm could bring between 2 to 5 centimeters of rain to Bermuda by early Friday. Forecasters expect the storm to approach the New England region of the United States and the Maritimes provinces of eastern Canada in the coming days. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.